What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Sway Max Sr., giving you a quick preview of the podcast that I'll be giving away in my Discord and for all of our subscribers there, but did just want to give a quick something out, so I'll quickly talk about the Leon Edwards Diaz fight. I'll talk about the Figgy Moreno fight, and then hopefully you guys will join me for the rest of it. But yeah, quick preview, so let me get over there now. To start off, we do have the rematch between Davison Figueiredo going up against Brandon Moreno. Figueiredo is 9,100. Brandon Moreno is 7,100. Close fight, as far as I'm concerned. Figueiredo is the minus 225 favorite. It does have an inside the distance prop at minus 148. I don't think we're going to see the same fight. I don't think we're going to see Moreno kind of be able to take those shots there and just walk through them and keep walking forward and walk Figgy down for like two or three rounds. I don't see that happen. I do think the power is probably going to get to him, but we'll see. We'll see there. So I got Figgy here. Not sure if it'll, I think we might see a finish, but kind of tough to call as far as the pricing at 9,100, especially being so far into the card. But yeah, I think Figgy gets it done here. To backtrack to talk about the Leon Edwards versus the Nate Diaz fight, Leon Edwards is coming in at minus 560, so I believe he's the biggest favorite that we have on the card. Leon is 9,500, so I believe he's also the most expensive fighter we have as far as DraftKings is concerned as well. Nate Diaz would again translate to what would be the cheapest at 6,700. I mean, there's not much really to say here. This one also has got the same inside the distance prop as the fight we talked about before, minus 148. Edwards really should be able to style here. It's just a bad matchup. You know, Nate Diaz is known for here kind of being able to take a lot of punches, keep coming at you, that his volume just kind of being too much to handle. But I don't think he's going to be able to do that here. I think Leon is really going to look to wrestle, to look to take him down, be the more technical striker here. Really should just be able to do whatever he wants. The interesting thing about this fight is it's a five-rounder. So it adds to kind of the validity or the volatility of this slate. You got 3 5-round fights. One of them is a non-main event, non-title fight. So pretty rare, pretty interesting. If you want some more takes, if you want to hear the rest of the card, go ahead and join me. Go ahead and send me a DM, send me a message. You can just go ahead and tweet at me, anything like that. I'll get to you. Sway Mac. Peace.